Hi, Suhasini. Thank
Hi,
you for
Renu.
thank you for coming to Auroville Radio. We invited you because you were the winner of the Covalong Surf Competition.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. Were there other women participating?
Yeah, there were six other women, and four of us made it to the finals. There was one girl from Russia, I think, or Ukraine, one from Australia, and the other three were from India, and one girl was the first Indian surfer girl. So I was pretty nervous to compete with her.
What was her name?
Ishita Malavia. So there was four of us in the finals, and I came first place, and the two girls came second and third place, and she came fourth place.
That's incredible. So it's really an international event with people coming from...
Yeah.
So tell me, what were the conditions like? First of all, it's a male-dominated scene. So, I mean, since you've been surfing, you're okay with it? Or what is...
Well, I was glad that there was more girls so that they could make a competition for the girls' category. So I was happy about that. And I'm sure in the next few years, more girls are going to participate. So...
How's the waves?
Right now?
No, in general, in our spot.
It's really nice. The summer swells are really nice.
Where are you surfing? Which place? Can you clarify?
In Tandriamkuppam. It's next to Pondicherry. The wave, it's a perfect wave to learn. It's really mellow. It's a long ride. And yeah, I learned how to surf there and I love that wave. It's perfect.
Is this between Pondicherry and Auroville, or is it after? Is it?
No, it's in between Pondicherry and Auroville.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's also another wave on the other side of the pier. They left, but that's more hollow and it's more like a beach break and harder to surf. Yes.
And then, I mean, this business has been started by some local surfer, no? The school and inviting people to... come from abroad, all these events organized by Juan and Samai.
Yeah.
Can you just open the door on this thing?
Well, I started surfing 3 years ago. I don't know since how long they're up, but I think since quite a few years now, 9-10 years. So, well, I started three and a half years ago, and I started with a 10-day course with them. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Got up on my first wave and I was just like really stoked and happy. So I continued, and we've been doing the Summer Swell Challenge for 3 years now. I think this year was the third year. And
so the school themselves are hustling to create
create the event for everyone.
And that event took place in Pondicherry?
Yeah, in front of Seagulls in Pondicherry.
Great. Yeah. Yes. And they also had people from all over the world?
Yeah, it was an international competition that people from all over.
And did your competitor, Ipshita?
Ishita wasn't there. She wasn't there.
Right.
But yeah, I competed with her in the next competition, so okay. It's fine. But there were, four girls that I competed with, and I was in the finals with the Russian girl or Ukrainian girl. She surfs with the Mahabalipuram. Boys.
And what's the name of the surf school?
Kalyelai Surf School.
And what does that mean?
Well, Kali is like stone and Alai is wave. So I think it's stone wave or like big wave.
Okay, I always wondered what it meant. I thought maybe it was a Hawaiian, mysterious Hawaiian word.
Very, very Tamil.
Very cute. And well, tell us about you, Suhasini. You're half Tamil and half German.
Mm-hmm.
So you're crossing two cultures.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult with surfing because in other events, other surfing events, not the Summer Swell Challenge hosted by Kalyelai, unless you're Indian, you cannot like compete in their local category.
Oh.
So it's a bit difficult. But I was born and brought up here, and if they wouldn't let me, then I'd be pretty upset.
So did you have to insist on that? Do you have a German passport?
No, yeah, I have a German passport, but I have an OCI.
I have a question regarding, this local movement of surfing has created a lot of people surfing locally, and also they come from abroad, all over India to make these lessons. And this is one side. And also your side, you are start to make clothes bikinis, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So this is bringing work for people that are living locally. Oroville doesn't provide so much employment for youth, actually. And it seems the young generation, luckily, they have the brain to move forward, not waiting for the old timers making things for them.
Well, it's really difficult if you're born and brought up in Oroville to start a business, because first of all, you don't make enough money in Oroville. And
you mean to invest to start up?
Yeah, I mean, luckily we have nice people around who help us out and give us donations, and that know us personally, that give us a hand. And she did write an article in the News and Notes saying we want to start up a swimwear company. Mm-hmm. The girl I work with, Dasha, mm-hmm. and she got some donation, like a lakh, which is pretty good. We could buy the machines, the two machines, which are quite expensive. We got a nice table. But
where's your place? Where do you work?
We work in Dasha's living room. We're looking for a place now, because if we're going to order more stuff, we need a place. We need a proper place to work, and we don't have. So I mean, Eric said we could put up a place there, even one of his prefabs. Okay. And so we just have to find the money, maybe like a big room or something, which is good, because if there's different workshops, then the cost for the generator and for the AMA and everything else is shared out, no?
Yeah.
So How is doing the business? I mean, it seems that it's moving and you're happy about
ours?
It? Yes.
Well, we're a bit stuck right now because we don't have the right elastic, and we found the right thread just last week, so really happy. And now we're trying to like get the elastic. But otherwise, yeah, there's like 7 different shops we can put in already. People have asked us, but we just have to make them.
So you have made some. This
we've made some,
right?
Yeah, we've made some also just to get the hang of it, and you know, to make different models. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't with the correct thread, and now we have the correct thread, and we don't want to sell the product
without the correct thread.
Yeah,
why?
Or 100%, we want to have good quality bikinis and swimsuits. Well, we're also customized, so if someone wants a swimming suit in this color or a certain cut, we can
always make it.
Yeah,
and would you do that by mail order once you would be, like, supposing?
Yeah, once we're up and running, then yeah, it's possible. But right now we're just starting up. We need a place. If we order more stuff, we need a place to store. And
you need some place, and you need a little bit of money as a backup to be able to
just
buy.
Just to invest, yeah.
To invest. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, we're really going to hope that that comes to you, because it seems it would be really cool. Who's your partner in the company?
Dasha Atsenko. We studied together. We did the internship in Oromod, in Lilith, Design Fashion School. And yeah, we both graduated from there and decided to do swimwear.
That's great. Yeah. There was definitely something that was totally missing in the market,
yeah.
And it seems like a lot of the swimwear is imported.
Yeah, it is.
So it seems like it's a business that should work.
Yeah.
And especially with your background and being a surfer yourself.
It's easier though. I mean, as a surfer, and especially now that I won 2 comms, I can easily put out the name Foreshore. They always ask me what I do and about Foreshore and write about it. So it's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
What else? So what did winning that competition mean? Did you get some money? Did you get a little surf? Did you get a mini surfboard?
At the Summerswell Challenge, I got... Well, there was different sponsors.
Yeah.
The main sponsor was Kalyalai for the prizes. I got a leash from Vayu, t-shirt from Indy, and I'm getting a customized surfboard from, Indy, Kalyalai, same.
Cool.
And I
so
don't remember
the school
all the
makes their own surfboards, is that also right?
Yeah.
All right. They fashion their own surfboards.
Yeah, they started making since like 7-8 months, and they make really nice boards, light.
Really? How much do they really cost about?
There's like different prices of the cloth they use, the fiberglass cloth.
Yeah.
So according to that, I think it can range from between 18 to like 25, or depending on how much artwork and how much paint they use. The prices are higher.
You can actually order customized boards now from the school.
Yeah, you can order customized boards.
And do they make their boards like better for our surf conditions here? Do they
these? Whatever. I mean, now they're busy with just orders, customized orders. So they need more people who can make surfboards, sand and glass. So.
So how does one contact the school? Do they have an email ID?
Yeah, they have a website, I think.
website and also Facebook page,
yeah,
Kerala Facebook. Surf School. So maybe Surf School India, something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's surfschoolindia.com and Surf School India.
Yeah.
And to
and does For
page.
Sure have a website?
Sorry, no, sorry. Not yet. We have a Facebook page though.
Okay, so you have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And the other competition that you won on Kovalang, did you get?
I surfboard from, it was an NSP surfboard. And I got 15,000 rupees.
Yay!
First place.
That's great.
Yeah, and
that's great.
And award. Yeah.
My last question. What is your feeling doing surfing?
I love it. The better I get at it, the funner it is. So I just, I don't think I can get off it now. And I understand why the boys in Oroville always got so hyped up when there was waves. I can relate to that now, because before I really couldn't. And I think only if you start surfing, you know the feeling. So yeah, I love it.
Thank you, Suhasini.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me here.